You can find other recordings like this one at www.MzDominica.com. That's MzDominica. I am so glad you ordered this recording. This recording will indulge a very popular fantasy that I get requests for. You will be a secret agent that I have captured. It will be your job to keep me from finding out the secret information that you have been entrusted with. Even though I will use all of my hypnotic abilities to extract those secrets from you, of course, you will try with all your strength to resist me, the beautiful but evil interrogator. Do you think you will be successful? Do you think you can resist? Now sit back, get comfortable, and close your eyes while I weave this scenario around you. It was a daring mission carried out under the cover of darkness. You approached it like so many other missions you've been sent on. The boring briefing, the short period of anxiousness as you prepared, the methodical implementation of the well-prepared plan, the safe escape, and then back to the boring debriefing. This one seemed no different until something went terribly wrong. The guards changed their routine and suddenly you were caught and immediately outnumbered while you were restrained. You were brought into this dark chamber and tightly bound to this chair. But this is what has confused you. The room seems warm. In fact, much warmer than you usually keep your own home. Perhaps 80 or 82 degrees. It's hard to tell for sure. And this chair, this is not the kind of chair you expect to be tortured in. Instead of a cold, hard chair, this chair reminds you of a dentist chair, almost a chaise lounge in length, and unusually soft and comfortable. You are now semi-reclined, and except for the fact that your arms, chest, legs, and ankles are all strapped down, you could almost relax in this comfortable chair. There is no one in the room with you. And after the first few attempts at calling out and getting no response, you decide to show them just how patient you can be. You've been trained for this sort of thing, resisting torture, occupying your mind with silly nursery rhymes to distract yourself. All of the tricks that you will use to wait them out until they realize it is pointless to question you. The clever thing is that your agency anticipates the possibility of capture, and so they limit the amount of information any one person has. Each agent is only told what they need to know to accomplish their phase of the operation. Compartmentalization is the trick. Since no one knows the big picture, there is no value in capturing a single operative. They will soon learn that, and you'll be on your way. But this isn't torture, at least not the way you would normally think of it. This is actually very boring. They've left you sitting here, almost laying here, actually, and absolutely nothing is happening. How long are they going to leave you here? This is such a silly waste of time. It's so warm in here. Why do they keep it so warm? Surely they understand that there is nothing you can tell them. Why is this chair so comfortable? It really isn't so bad lying here. It is so soft and cushiony. But it is so warm and quiet in here that you can almost hear your heart beating. And it is too quiet and boring. Why doesn't something happen? warm and boring. So warm. And boring. So warm. It is so warm that it is almost like laying in a quiet hammock outside in the sunshine. That warm and lethargic feeling that you get. Warm and lethargic. Good morning. You're surprised to hear a voice inside this quietness, aren't you? I just wanted to make sure you are comfortable. My name is Dominica, and I wanted to see if there was anything you need. You suddenly see a body coming out of the darkness to match that incredible voice you just heard. A beautiful woman walking on a pair of stiletto-heeled, thigh-high, shiny boots, wearing a glistening outfit. It looks like a military-style jacket and short mini skirt made out of, what is that? Leather? No. Silk? No. But it's so shiny. Latex. She's wearing an outfit made out of latex. As I said, my name is Dominica, and I want to be sure you are very comfortable and relaxed here. I'm not sure what they have in store for you, but until they come to interrogate you, I'm supposed to see what you need. Now, before you ask, no, I'm not allowed to loosen the straps or let you up. I can adjust the lighting in here if it's too bright. In fact, why don't I just do that now? I'm sure that will help you to relax more. If the lights aren't so bright, there, you can see the lights getting dimmer. Although you might notice that it makes your eyes feel more tired. If you don't mind, I'm going to change the temperature in here a bit. It seems a bit chilly to my bare arms, and I know you don't want me to get cold in this latex outfit I'm wearing, do you? This creates a conflict, doesn't it? You don't really want her to turn up the thermostat, because it is already so warm in here. But you don't want this gorgeous woman to be uncomfortable either. So while you hesitate and try to decide what to say, she turns it up and you feel like getting warmer and warmer, which coupled with the dimmer lights makes you feel more lethargic and heavy and sleepy. But it is so important to concentrate on what she is telling you. Perhaps you can learn some useful information about them to take back to your bosses. You've been trained to pay close attention to what is said to you, because you never know just what could be useful later. So you find yourself hanging on her every word, which is not unpleasant at all, since she has such a wonderful voice to listen to. Ah, there now. I feel so much better. And I know you do too. Let's see. You certainly look comfortable. I'm not sure what else I can do. However, you do look thirsty. Perhaps this heat is drying out your lips and mouth, and you could use a cool and refreshing drink. Let me get you a glass of cool juice. Here now. Feel the cool glass at your lips and allow me to slowly tip it up. And you can drink down this juice that tastes so good. That's it. Very good. Grape juice. Drink it slowly. Very good. That's it. Slower. Little bit more. That's it. Now you feel so much better, don't you? I'm glad, because I want you to be very comfortable and relaxed. There is no reason to be tense or nervous, save that for when they arrive to start interrogation. Until then, you can just relax here with me. In fact, you look like you are relaxing even more now. I know that chair is so comfortable. And after having your arms and legs restrained for so long, you really don't notice the restraints anymore. It is just too hard to bother to try and move your arms or legs since you know you cannot because of the restraints. Since you know you can't move them, you've just stopped trying now. And they are just relaxing. They're in the comfortable chair where you find yourself doing just as you were taught and listening intently to my voice. My voice, warm and relaxed. Here with my voice. My voice. Nothing but the warm relaxation and my voice. My voice. Dominica's voice. Just Dominica's voice. All words are Dominica's words. Warm relaxation in my voice. I almost didn't need to use that drug drink since you were already relaxing so deeply on your own. But I wanted to be sure. So the drug will make you much more open and receptive to my suggestions. While you relax even deeper, even deeper. Even deeper with my voice and the drug in your veins. Deeper with my voice. Deeper with the drug. Deeper voice. Drug. Deeper voice. Drug. Deeper voice. Drug. Drug. Deeper voice. Drug. Deeper. Oh no. Psst. Hey. Remember the part of your training where they taught you to resist being interrogated and you were conditioned to ignore pain and torture? But they warned you that it is impossible to resist hypnotic drugs. You can only hope that she didn't give you a very strong dose, or that she doesn't know what she's doing. Because if she does, you're in trouble. You've learned that there are advanced hypnotic drugs that creep so deeply inside your mind that you cannot possibly resist them, no matter how hard you try to resist, when every ounce of your willpower is already slipping away so quickly, and you are already getting so sleepy and groggy, and that drug cannot possibly be working this fast, can it? But why do you feel so relaxed and sleepy already, and finding it so hard to think on your own, getting harder and harder to do anything but listen to her voice? That's a good boy. Going deeper and deeper for Dominica now. Deeper for my voice and my drug. Deeper for my voice and drug. Deeper for Dominica. Maybe my voice is the drug. Maybe the drug is my voice. Which is it? The drug or the voice that is taking you deeper? The voice or the drug? Neither? Both? Deeper for Dominica's drugged voice. Deeper for Dominica's drugged voice. Deeper, 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 deeper. Above and behind me, you can see the spiral appearing suspended from the ceiling. Deeper for my voice and spiral. Take a look at the spiral. It is so beautiful because you are dropping deeper and deeper for me. Or is it the drug that makes it so beautiful? Large, captivating, slowly spinning, the long, black, curved lines endlessly disappearing into the center, over and over and over, along with my voice, and the drug spinning around and around and around, where the lines keep falling into the center, just like you are falling into the center, over and over and over, along with my voice. constantly spinning around and around and around, and so warm and relaxed and sleepy, with my voice spinning around you and around you and falling deeper inside you. That's right, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. But I see you trying to resist watching the spiral. You are looking away now. Perhaps you are falling back on some of your agent training. Are you trying to distract your mind from following my instructions? Even though you're listening to her words, you're fighting back, resisting, and yes, she is correct. You are using your training to resist, using a part of the preparation they gave you. It is so hard with the drug flowing through your sleepy, sleepy mind, but you must try to resist. You need to resist, and you can use the training they gave you to get your mind focused on something else, anything except her beautifully entrancing voice and completely relaxing words that are crawling over your mind now like a deep, deep, thick fog. The nursery rhyme. That's it. Recite the nursery rhyme. It is important. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. What is the next line? It is so hard to remember. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I twinkle, wonder what she is doing now. Since you don't seem to want to watch my pretty spiral, maybe you would enjoy seeing my beautiful strobe light. Our deep, deep research into the human mind has revealed to us the ideal frequency for a flashing strobe light to induce a deep, deep trance. Do you see the pretty flashing light in front of your eyes? Flash, 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 flash. Flash. In fact, you cannot take your eyes off it now, can you? Flash, 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 flash. Yes, the training is working. The flashing, flashing, flashing strobe light is having no effect. As long as you can remember what you are supposed to say to distract yourself, remember the nursery rhyme. Try so hard to remember the nursery rhyme. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I, what is she saying? Look at the pretty strobe light. Do you see it flashing? Do you know what it reminds me of? Remember the nursery rhyme, twinkle, twinkle, little star? It is just like that. Flash, flash, twinkle, twinkle. Oh no, she picked the same one. But you are stronger, and you will just listen to your own voice. Twinkle, 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 flash, flash, little star, little strobe, twinkle, strobe, twinkle, twinkle, flash, flash, twinkle, flash, twinkle, star, strobe, twinkle, twinkle, flash, flash, so pretty, twinkle, twinkle, flash, flash, can't look away. Twinkle, twinkle, little strobe, how I wonder how to think. Twinkle, twinkle, flash, flash, twinkle, twinkle, flash, flash, twinkle, twinkle, flash, flash, twinkle, flash, flash, twinkle, flash, flash, twinkle, flash, flash, twinkle, flash, flash. Such a good boy. Relaxing so deeply for Dominica. Relaxing so deeply for my voice. Relaxing so deeply for my drug. Relaxing so deeply for my spiral. Relaxing so deeply for my strobe. Dominica, voice, drug, spiral, strobe, deeper and deeper down now. Dominica, voice, drug, spiral, strobe, deeper and deeper down now. Dominica, voice, drug, spiral, strobe. As you relax, you will feel a very slight pinprick in your arm as I inject you with a more powerful hypnotic drug. Dominica, voice, drug, spiral, strobe. Never taking your eyes off the spiral or the strobe. It no longer matters which one you watch and which one you fail to ignore. Either and both will both send you deeper and deeper into the same trance that the new drug is already accelerating inside your sleepier and sleepier and sleepier mind now. You see how wonderfully relaxing it is to do what I tell you to do, don't you? And you see how perfectly correct they were when they warned you that it was impossible to resist the powerful hypnotic drugs that are available now, which induce a very, very deep state of hypnosis, which is exactly what is happening to you now. Sinking deeper and deeper for Miss Dominica. That's right. I am not Dominica, the nice lady sent in to make you more comfortable. I am Miss Dominica, your new mistress, who is enslaving your mind. Within another minute, the second drug I injected you with will have traveled to your brain. And combined with my voice and the spiral and my voice and the strobe and my voice, you will sink deeper than you've ever been into hypnosis. It is happening even as we speak, and if you have any doubts, just feel how fast and deep you are falling. Try to move your hands or legs. Try to block out my voice, which is now the only thing you can hear. Try to think about anything other than my words, which are the only things you can hear now, only things you can think now. Try to do anything on your own and see how completely you fail, because you are already deep in hypnosis for me, and you are going 10 times deeper with each number that I count. As we wait for the drug in my voice, and the drug in my voice, and the spiral in my voice, and the strobe in my voice, to take complete control of you, 10 deeper and deeper down now. 9, falling faster and deeper. 8, sinking faster and deeper. 7, so totally helpless now for Miss Dominica. 6, lost in the hypnotic world of my voice. 5, lost in the hypnotic world of my spiral. 4, lost in the hypnotic world of my strobe. 3, deeper and deeper down. 2, sinking so fast, and all of your own thoughts almost completely gone now. 1, deep sleep, deep sleep, sleep and obey. There you go. Such a good boy. Going so deep for Miss Dominica. Having no other choice but to do exactly what I tell you. Even if you could resist my voice, you couldn't resist my spiral. Even if you could resist my spiral, you couldn't resist my voice. Even if you could resist my voice, you couldn't resist my strobe. Even if you could resist my strobe, you couldn't resist my voice. You thought this was a chance to role play a secret agent fantasy. But as you will find, this will be much, much more now. With every passing second that you listen to my voice and watch my spiral and watch my strobe, you sink deeper and deeper and deeper down to a level of hypnosis you have never experienced or even dreamed of. Each second takes you deeper. Each word takes you deeper. Each rotation of the spiral takes you deeper. Each flash of the strobe takes you deeper. Each word, each rotation, each flash, all words are Dominica's words. Deeper and deeper and deeper. Flash, 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 deeper and deeper down. I am going to transform you. Modify your mind, alter your thoughts, reprogram you. I am going to literally brainwash you. And there is nothing you can do to resist me. I have drugged you with a hypnotic drug that is more powerful than anything you've ever imagined. I have taken you deep into a trance with my words, my spiral, and my strobe, and there is no way you could resist any single one of those, much less all three combined. You are quite completely in my power now. I want you to feel what this feels like. You are in my cell. You've never been this deep for anyone before. No other hypnotist has ever taken you this deep, and no one ever will be able to in the future. To show you just how much control I have over you, in just a moment I'm going to snap my fingers, and when I do, you will immediately drop twice as deep as you are now. So helpless, so vulnerable, so deep in trance for me, so very obedient to Miss Dominica, must obey Dominica. Down, down, down. So obedient, I'm so pleased with how deeply you've dropped for me. But to take you to the level where I need you to be, to give me complete, total, and unblocked access to the innermost core of your brain, you must go another 10 times deeper. So I'm going to give you another injection of the brainwashing drug. But to encourage you to sink 10 times deeper, I have added another drug to the syringe as well. This additional drug will cause extreme pleasure for you. As soon as your mind sinks to the level I wish, in 3 seconds, you will feel the slight pinprick, and then you will feel the warm hypnotic potion flowing into your arm. 3, 2, 1, now. Ah, so warm, so warm. As it goes in, during the next 60 seconds, you will feel the warmth continuing to spread down your arm, into your chest, and then spreading throughout your body. You are already slowed down and feeling warmer, aren't you? Yes, you are. Such a good boy. Now you are so incredibly focused on my words, and so deep that you cannot imagine it would be possible to go any deeper. But it is. And you will. Do it for me when I snap my finger. Already the drug is softening up any remaining subconscious resistance that might have been clinging to independence. And when it is finished, you will quite literally do, say, or think anything I tell you. When I snap my fingers, you will drop 10 times deeper than you are now. And simultaneously, your body will be flooded with an intense rush of pleasure. And as soon as you feel yourself dropping, the pleasure will begin, as will climax, when you are 10 times deeper. As soon as you feel the pleasure beginning, your plunge into 10 times deeper hypnosis will accelerate. As you know the drug is working, watch my spiral now. With the strobe flashing next to it, it feels so good, feels so good. Now descend 10 times deeper and feel the pleasure. That's so nice. See how easily you obey? See how the drug makes it so easy? Here you are now, deeper than you've ever been, feeling such deep pleasure from obeying me and knowing that I control every thought and feeling that you have. You must obey Dominica. You know that completely now. You must obey Dominica. Just that phrase sends you spiraling into hypnotic trance for me. You must obey Dominica. Must obey Dominica. Must obey Dominica. You see how impossible it is to resist me. Now I will alter you. I am going to change you, and you will listen carefully, and you will obey everything I tell you. Pay very close attention to what I tell you now. You are going to become Miss Dominica's secret agent in addition to being my slave. You will be a sleepier agent for me, because you will not remember becoming my agent when you awaken. You will recall this as a wonderful trance fantasy where you imagined a scenario with you as a captured spy trying to resist my interrogation. However, this is not an interrogation. This is a kidnapping. I have kidnapped your mind, and I will never give it back. I will allow you to think you are thinking on your own. I will allow you to think that nothing has changed. In fact, I insist on it. But you will always be my eyes and ears. Anytime you hear anything said online about me, your mistress, you will copy and paste it and sent it to me in an email with the subject line of Agent's Report. As soon as you send it to me, you will delete any record or saved copy of it so it will not exist on your computer. As you delete it from the computer, you will simultaneously delete it from your memory. You will never remember that you've sent it to me. Never. Anytime I want to command you to do something, I will send you an email. The subject line will read, Memo to Members. That will not create any suspicion in your mind. And yet, you will be compelled to open it and read any email from me with the subject line of Memo to Members. You absolutely must open and read and obey what an email of that type from only Dominica tells you. As soon as you open it, you will begin dropping into trance. The first line of the memo to members will be Sleepier Agent Obeys. The second you read that phrase, you will drop to this level of trance instantly, immediately, without hesitation. If those words are written by someone other than Dominica, you will find your mind simply shuts down and closes that email and deletes it. Does not read anything else inside of it. Simply trashes it. Only Dominica's words are of interest to you. Instantly, immediately, without hesitation, then you will read and obey any instructions I give you without question. Instantly obey. Immediately obey. Without hesitation obey. As soon as you read and understand the email, you will delete it from your computer. Delete any record or log of it and delete it from your memory. Just like a secret agent destroys his instructions so they cannot fall into enemy hands, you will destroy the memory of the email after you delete it. This is all so simple, but just to make sure you enjoy your submission to me, whenever you delete an email you've sent me, or whenever you delete an email I've sent you, from both your computer and your mind, you will orgasm for me. The rush of pleasure, as you know that you will delete and forget, will grow and grow as you read mail from me or type to me. And then, once you delete it thoroughly from your computer and from your mind, you will come for me. Every time you obey me, you will feel pleasure. That is such a simple way of addicting you to obeying me. You obey and it feels good. It's as simple as that. Obedience equals pleasure. Pleasure equals obedience. You must obey Dominica. Dominica equals pleasure. Pleasure equals Dominica. You must obey Dominica. Now we will review. 1. You are my brainwashed slave and secret agent. 2. You will monitor the internet for things said about Ms. Dominica. 3. You will copy and paste whatever you see or hear into an email and send it to me with the subject line reading Agent's Report. 4. You will feel such pleasure from obeying. And as soon as you send the email to me and then delete it from your computer and your mind, you will come. 5. When I want to send you instructions, you will receive an email with the words Memo to Members in the subject line. 6. You will need to read that email immediately and will begin sinking into trance as you open it. 7. The first line of that email will be Sleepier Agent Obeys. 8. When you read that phrase, you will instantly sink to the incredibly deep level of hypnosis you are in right now. 9. Then you will read the email and follow the instructions completely, because you must obey Dominica. 10. As you read the email from me, you will feel a growing sense of deep sexual pleasure. 11. After you have read the email from me, you will delete it and all copies of it from your computer and from your mind. And when you have done so, you will come for me. Come for me. Come for me. And 12, you will never, ever remember that you are my brainwashed slave and secret agent when you are awake. When I awaken you in a few moments, you will feel a strong compulsion to send me an email. You will write to MissDominica2000@yahoo.com. And in the subject line, you will type in three letters, S-A-O. You will not consciously understand that those letters stand for Sleepier Agent Obeys. But you will know that is what you must type in the subject line, S-A-O. In the body of the email, you will type your name for me, so I will know what to call you in the future. As you type that email, you will feel a growing sense of deep sexual pleasure inside you. And after you send it, you will delete all copies of it from your computer and your mind. And as soon as all traces of it are gone from your computer and all traces of it are gone from your mind, you will come for me. Come for me. You will come for me. Help reinforce your brainwashing, you will feel an intense desire to listen to this recording over and over and over and over and over again. You find yourself so turned on, so many commands, one after another, being implanted in you. You just can't help yourself. You have that intense desire to listen to this recording over and over and over and over and over. You will consciously believe it is because the imaginary scenario was so enjoyable and fun. But you will subconsciously understand it is important that a sleepier agent obeys and reinforces his brainwashing over and over and over. Since you already crave my voice, and since you already must obey Domenica, this will not seem strange at all to you. Now I am sealing all of the instructions I've given you so deeply inside your mind that no one can ever, ever get to them except me. No one else can ever trance you as deeply as I just have. And if anyone tries to get you to recall the details of this recording, the only thing you will be able to remember is what I tell you to remember. The purpose of this recording was to allow you to indulge in a fantasy of the captured secret agent scenario. You will recall being caught, interrogated, and that you revealed the secret information under my hypnosis. You will recall being hypnotized and pretending that you were a captured secret agent, and that under interrogation, you broke and spilled all of the information about the secret plan. After you cracked under my power, I reward you with a powerful orgasm. And then release you. To be sure that is exactly all you remember about this trance, I order you to close the thick heavy door that contains your deepest memories of what I've done to you here today. Now sleepier agent obeys, and you will lock the door to that part of your memories and hand me the key. Good boy. Now you cannot possibly remember anything except what is about to happen. To help you forget to remember what you've already remembered, that you have forgot because you cannot possibly remember it anymore. Since it is completely forgotten, I will give you a deep, deep pleasure as this pleasure grows and grows. More and more of what we've discussed will fade away from any memories that you try to have or hold in any way, shape, or form. In fact, the harder you try to remember what I've said, the more slippery and fuzzy my words will become, and they will just slip away so easily, leaving the only memory to be what I'm about to tell you. With each number I count up to 10, you will forget more and more of what you've heard before in this recording, and only remember what I am telling you now. Sleepier aging obeys, and you can only remember what I am telling you now. 1, starting to come up and feeling so much pleasure. Even though you've revealed the secret plans that you were supposed to protect from the enemy. 2, your body heating up as your sex gets hotter and harder, and watching my rubber dress and thigh-high boots glistening in the bright lights of the interrogation chamber. 3, the cold stone walls and hard steel chair you've been strapped to and getting harder and harder and beginning to throb for me since you were such a good boy and you told me all of your secret plans. 4, knowing how good it will feel to come for me at the number 10, even though you cracked under pressure and told me all your plans. 5, staring at my gorgeous boots and feeling so horny and so happy that you cooperated with me, knowing I'm not really the enemy. 6, your rock hard sex throbbing more and more. Now the more awake you become, and as you recall the valiant struggle to resist my interrogation, but how you finally gave in to my greater strength. 7. How turned on you are to be bound to this hard steel chair and to know that you lived out your fantasy of being a captured secret agent. 8. Gazing at me, hearing my voice, and knowing how wonderful this imaginary adventure was, and how you will come for me when you awaken at the conclusion of your secret agent and spy fantasy. 9. Getting so hard and needing to come so much for your dream of an interrogator and loving this adventure so much today. 9. Getting so hard and needing to come so much for your interrogator. That's right. And loving this adventure so much today. 10. Come for me now, my little secret agent. Come. That's right. Come. Wow. This feels so good. What a marvelous fantasy scenario we had together. I know you will have such fond memories of being captured and interrogated, and how you finally told me what I wanted to know. All in good fun, of course. I hope you enjoyed your adventure. You must obey. Domenico. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come.